I'm John Mowinkle on the Radio Sports page. I was able to catch up with two Norwalk tennis players this past week, the number one seed on both the boys' and the girls' teams. We'll hear from senior Carter Lavelle and sophomore Kelsey Dammeyer.
We're talking to Norwalk tennis senior Carter Lavelle following a team loss to Pella here on a Tuesday night. First of all, tell me how your individual matches here went this afternoon.
I played pretty well, in my opinion. Played a pretty good team, pretty good player. I have a strong feeling they'll do well in state 1A this year. We'll be in 2A, so we won't face them. But, yeah, I feel like I did all right.
I gotcha. Well, what's the season been like for you overall so far? I understand we're, seven meets in. How have things gone for you individually?
I feel like I could have done better so far, but I feel like I've been playing tough matchups all year, and I've proven I can play with the top people. So I'm overall okay with what I've done.
For sure. Well, and as the number one seed, you're going to be playing everyone's best player, right?
Oh,
an extra challenge, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Well, tell me what it means to be back playing here this season after, of course, having last season canceled due to the pandemic.
It's great. I mean, I was super excited to get started. I've been playing all off season pretty much, and I was pretty bummed out last year when we didn't have a season because I was hoping to play with my senior friend, which he missed out on as well. So it's been pretty good, though. I've been playing with a fun team. I've had a pretty fun season.
Awesome. Well, what do you think some of the things that you need to still improve, still need to work on, you know, to start up in your game, I guess?
There's just a lot of little things that I need to work on, and if I can get those done, then I should start winning. And it just takes a lot of practice and a lot of work to get those done.
For sure. On the flip side, what do you think some of your top skills are in the game?
I would say my serve is probably my number one. I've worked on that the most probably my whole career. Worked on just trying to get that as fast as possible and make sure I can hit my positions, spots on the court. Other than that, I would just say like forehands, and which pretty much everyone would probably say is their strong spot because it's what you work on from beginner. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Coach Place has talked about, to me this season anyway, how you're a pretty young team overall. You know, that said, you as the senior, what have you done here to be kind of a leader for this team?
I've been super supportive of all these guys, especially I'm playing with a freshman in doubles at number two seed. I've just been trying to work with him and get him as good as he can so that when he's a senior, he can lead the team like I did. And, I'm just trying to be there for all of them and cheer them on when they hit good shots or when they're down, because we do have a lot of meets when that happens, and it's just important for me to be a leader for all of them.
Well, a whole week off between now and the next meet at Oskaloosa next Tuesday. What's the outlook for what Oskaloosa has to offer?
Oskaloosa, I've heard, is a pretty good team. I mean, I'm hoping we've worked up to this point. I think Pella beat them already, so I'm hoping we can do have a good matchup with them, especially because we played pretty well tonight, and I'm not disappointed with anything, so I'm hoping we can get out and beat Oskaloosa next Tuesday.
All right, very nice. Well, you of course are a senior. What are your future plans here after high school?
I'm going to Iowa State next year, not for any sports. I'm just going to study business, have fun, live the college life. I never really thought about going to college for tennis because it wasn't the only sport I played until my sophomore year, and that's when I really focused on it more. So I just kind of wanted to stay with my friends and everything when I went to college. So
anything else about you or the team before we wrap up here tonight?
Fuzzy balls on three. That's
all right.
Break down.
Very nice. That's Carter Lavelle, a Norwalk senior. Appreciate the time, and best luck here next week.
Thank you.
We're talking to Norwalk sophomore Kelsey Dammeyer following a tennis victory over Newton on Thursday night. First of all, tell me how your matches went here this evening.
My singles match, I won in a super tiebreaker. And then our doubles match, we won two straight sets.
All right. So that singles match, kind of a long, drawn-out match, huh? Tell us about that.
The first set, we went into a set tiebreaker too, and she won. But the second set, I came back and won 6-1, and then I won the super tiebreaker pretty easily. So I just had to get into my groove.
All right. Are you the number one seed?
Yes, I am.
Well, tell me about being a sophomore and being able to earn that top spot here on this team.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I didn't expect it. One of our other pretty good girls is out this year, and so I had to step up and fulfill it. And so I've gotten two wins so far. I had to kind of get into the swing of things, kind of nerves the first couple of meets, but now I'm doing pretty good.
All right. So two wins, you said. What's your overall record then?
2-3.
2-3. Yep. Okay. So some things to work on, I'm sure.
Yes.
That said, you know, what are some of the key areas of your game that you're looking to improve?
Probably more placing the ball. A lot of the times we rally it out, but I think I should need to work on placing the ball really good. So.
All right. And on the flip side of that, what are some areas of your game that you think you're pretty good at?
My serves, first serves are really good. I've gotten quite a few aces tonight and then throughout the season so far. So that's serving's my thing.
So you're able to set a pretty good tone, right,
mm-hmm.
with that?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, talk about how you think the team has done this season. Obviously, you had that opening night loss to Knoxville, but since then, it's been all wins. You know,
yeah.
Tell us what's been going good.
Yeah, so our first night, we have mostly sophomores and freshmen, and so none of us have played high school matches before, so we had to get that first feel during our meet against Knoxville. But I think a lot of people underestimated us and how we would do because we're so new, but we've done really well, and we work as a team really well, and we were able to get all those wins.
All right, you got the weekend off. I understand a busy week next week with four meets. What's the initial outlook for what you're facing next week?
Yeah, so on Monday we have a try. So we're facing North Polk and Saydell, and then we have Pella and Pella Christian. So it's going to be a pretty tough week for Pella and Pella Christian because they're some of the top teams in our conference.
All right, that's Kelsey Dammeyer, a Norwalk sophomore. Appreciate the time and congrats on the win.
Thank you.